this is Dave Kahle, and welcome to this podcast. Today I'm reading from Exodus chapter 31, verses 1 through 6. Then the Lord said to Moses, "See, I have chosen Bezalel, son of On, the son of of the tribe of Judah, and I have filled him with the Spirit of God, with skill, ability, and knowledge in all kinds of crafts, to make artistic designs for work in gold, silver, and bronze, to cut and set stones, to work in wood, and to engage in all kinds of craftsmanship." Now, it's common among circles of Christian business people to view their Christianity as something separate and apart from their day-to-day work. It's a view that's often promulgated by the institutional church, which puts forth the idea that real Christianity is what you do in church and is measured by the time you spend on the programs and efforts of your local church. Your job and your business is something else, where you make money to help support the efforts of the institutional church. But is that view correct? Is our work something that exists outside of the realm of Christianity? Is there any guidance from the Bible on this issue? Well, an unbiased objective reading of the Bible will uncover a picture of God's involvement in the marketplace that is dramatically different. The passage above is just one example. See, here was the issue. The creation of the Ark of the Covenant, and Moses was charged with its construction. And, true to form, God had already put in place the resources necessary for that work. One of these resources was Bezalel. Now, he would do the actual crafting of the ornate features. This passage, which we often skim over with little thought, has some significant lessons for us. This is one of the first recorded instances of spiritual gifts in the Bible. Now, a spiritual gift is a special indwelling of the Holy Spirit, distributed by God, designed for the completion of some task in God's plan. There was a task, the creation of the ark, and God filled Bezalel with a special indwelling of the Holy Spirit to equip him to accomplish that task. Now, we often think of spiritual gifts as being limited to the traditional, quote, ministries, unquote, of the church, you know, preachers, teachers, missionaries, etc. However, God is much larger than that, and his work is greater than that which is the focus of our institutions. He chooses to equip people for his work in all sorts of situations. Notice that the gifts poured into Bezalel were primarily exhibited in the marketplace. While this application had spiritual implications, the craftsmanship that Bezalel brought to the task was developed in doing work for others in the marketplace of the time. It's not hard to imagine Bezalel being commissioned by the folks around him to create pieces of jewelry and household items. He may even have had a shop, you know, a little tent, and offered his work for sale. He was probably an independent business person. He was not a prophet, a teacher, or a priest. God chose a craftsman, a worker with gold, silver, and bronze, to infuse with spiritual gifts. God equipped this business person with a supernatural power to engage in all kinds of craftsmanship. So spiritual gifts are given in the marketplace, not just in the institution. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for your wisdom in creating and distributing your spiritual gifts for use throughout the marketplace. Thank you that business and commerce is just as an important part in your economy and your kingdom. I pray that you will show me the task you have for me, like you did with Bezalel, and that you will infuse your spirit in me to empower me to accomplish that task. May I give the glory to you. In Jesus' name, amen.